This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj.
Preeta Liu.
We are talking about interns, as everybody seems to be over the last couple of days, thanks to a youth and sports minister, Saeed Sadiq, who says, get interns paid, don't cave into corporate desires. We've asked for your feedback of what defines an intern, according to you. The WhatsApp number, just in case you want to contribute before the end of the show, 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Do you want to do Twitter first? Because
yeah,
I know
sure.
We've got a heck of a lot of WhatsApps.
Mm-hmm. So this comes from Ramli Sirup, who says, from the tender age of 6, I was paid for washing my dad's car and sweeping the yard. This work ethic was inculcated in me. It's not entitlement if it's earned, an ethos this country sorely needs to cultivate.
Bang on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
No, I'm just looking at that one. I'm thinking about my son, right? You do the housework because you're eating my food. All right. You are getting paid, right? Okay, here's one from Rohaizad, who says that an intern are not volunteers as they're required to gain the necessary experience required as per the industry they're in, as opposed to a temp or part-time staff who has the necessary skill set required for the task. Having been an intern as well as temporary staff during my college days, I pay my interns a fair allowance, aside from the fact that I have to guide them their tasks to cover their basic necessities. I pay temp staff as per their scale of salary. Okay, then we've got one from Christopher here. So current internship has no clear outcome expectation to meet at the end of the internship. And I think this follows on with the next comment as well here from 6660. Interns, if you want experience in the field of your choice, you should not be paid. Then you go and work anywhere where they pay you. But normally companies will give allowance for lunch and travel. Take it or leave it. When you finish your tertiary education, you have an advantage in applying for jobs. It puts you in front of the queue. So what else do the young want? Companies normally do not need interns. They disrupt the company's normal routine. They have to allocate a mentor to supervise, and that in itself is what the company is contributing to the intern. They also learn to interact with people and how to work with co-workers. They gain a lot of experience. So don't blame companies that don't pay interns. They're contributing to a lot of interns. Year 1 to year 3 at university know nuts about work in real experience, especially when the lecturers have not got one day of work experience in life to impart to students. So 2 to 3 months interns don't contribute much to companies. Companies are forever teaching the interns. Sorry. Just my feedback here. You know, if the company is disrupting the normal routine, then you don't need interns.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that then have a program for interns if you plan to take them on. If you don't plan to take them on, then don't say my company is looking for interns.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Of course, they're not going to get any experience year 1 to year 3, and that's why they're going for an internship.
Exactly.
And we always wonder how they're not ready for the working world if we don't allow interns into the world, into the experience, right? You know, so you wonder why university graduates, you know, we have these comments that they say that they can't do a good job. Well, because they haven't had any internship experience. That's why.
Mm. There you go.
Cyclical.
Let us know what you think, folks. 018-789-8899. WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Of course, there are always two sides to a discussion. Let's keep it that way. Moving on to our final story of the day, India's Garbage Cafe. I love this story, Alv.
Yeah, so India just launched its first garbage cafe in the city of Ambikapur. So it's an initiative by the municipal corporation, and the idea is to provide good food to the homeless and the poor while incentivizing garbage collection and keeping the streets clean. So what the cafe does is it basically gives you a free meal for every kilo of trash that you collect, or a substantial breakfast for 500 grams of it. So these garbage cafes are not new. Some operate in parts of the US, so they already have them. Europe, there are some even in Cambodia, and many spaces around the world are constructed completely out of plastic waste that they collect in these cafes and then they send back into like the construction industry and stuff. But this one is even more special because it plans to use all its plastic waste to build roads in Ambikapur, which is considered the second cleanest city in India after Indore.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's 100%, you know, they recycle the plastic 100%, which they're going to use for the roads itself. So you are reusing the plastic for something productive, and these roads also last longer and are more resistant to floods and other types of water damage. And considering how the cities are sort of like knee deep in all this rubbish, some even projected as being unlivable in the future. So they really need like initiatives like this to sort of clean up the streets and clean up the landfills and stuff, get people to take that plastic and all the stuff that they can recycle to these cafes, exchange them so they are funneled into the proper like construction units. And also it helps the homeless and the poor get food in exchange.
Brilliant idea.
So it's like a win-win thing.
Yeah.
They say that this is also probably the first step in like a bigger plan, because they say that if this cafe is successful, then they will start opening up free shelters for the homeless and the poor. So it's the same concept. You bring in the plastic or the glass or whatever they want to recycle. And if you bring in enough, then they provide you shelter. So I know it sounds like a barter system or like an exchange thing, but they are solving two problems with, you know, two birds, one stone kind of thing. They are giving people who need food and shelter, the food and shelter that they need. And they're also solving the problem of pollution and plastic waste and stuff.
And, you know, it's brilliant. And okay, so you don't give them money, but you give them what they require.
What they require.
Know, which is food, right? Mm-hmm. And this is amazing, right? Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
And they should start stuff like that here.
You know, we've got the Pit Stop Community Cafe where they can come in, and I think they also provide employment for the homeless. Maybe this is something they want to just sort of do. You know, I'm like, you know, there's enough rubbish in KL as well. Just something not major, but at least you're sort of just doing something. I don't know.
Yeah. Even picking up those, you know, the spots, like I think we used to talk about this before when we were in the older building. Every time we walk, we go to lunch, we see like this drain just clogged with like, you know, rubbish and piles of just people throwing stuff and blocking the drainage. Initiatives like this, just getting people, like, you know, it's basically crowdsourcing. You mobilize people on the streets to go pick this up, and they benefit from it.
Right.
We should wrap up for the day, shouldn't we?
Just FYI, if you need to hear the interview with the Pit Stop Community Cafe, they were on Breaking Bread. They were also on Her Vantage as well. So that's Joycelyn Lee and the Pit Stop Community Cafe.
Excellent stuff. Ladies and gents, of course, if you've only just joined the show, well, you've missed it. We were talking about interns and what defines an intern. Moreover, this is related to the story, of course, about how Syed Siddiq, the youth and sports minister, has said he wants the government to focus on getting interns paid and not to cave in to corporate desires. Very strong debate, clearly, and there's still quite a bit of divide as to whether or not interns should get paid. Well, I don't know. I mean, you've heard our opinion. We, in this studio in particular, feel quite strongly that they should. If they contribute to your workforce or your company,
in any way,
they should receive some compensation for that. If, however, and this is, again, is my opinion, they're only coming in for a week or maybe 2 weeks to see how your company operates, that should be a work experience and should not necessarily be paid. I understand that, and I get why some companies do that too.
Right. Just one final comment. This is from Farmin. I had to pay my uni about $2,000 for 4-credit internship course points, I guess. Don't know what those payments are for, but allowance would help me pay that.
Right. We got to wrap up, ladies and gents. If you're only just joining us, catch the podcast a little bit later on. It'll be available in all the usual places. We started off with that story, of course, of what defines an intern, moving on to the story about
the perfect intern.
Wrapping up
then with, we spoke about India's garbage cafe and why it's more significant than it sounds.
Don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. President Donald Trump is undoubtedly one of the most colourful personalities commanding global geopolitics. What's it like to have him as a boss? For an insider's perspective, The Breakfast Grill spoke with George Soriol, who was part of the Trump Organization for 12 years and co-authored The Real Deal, My Decade Fighting Battles and Winning Wars with Trump. All coming up after The Breakfast Grill at 1 o'clock. This has been BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.